Legends 92.9 now brings you Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware.
Program's Lyrics and Legends. This week we have some Wheeler County music history lessons coming up. We've got in the studio with us one of the oldest families, not the oldest member of the family, but this family brings back a lot of memories for me because it goes back to my childhood. But in the studio today with me, we've got Tom Velasquez and his daughter Molly, and they're part of a rich music tradition that goes back to my childhood days with the Motifs and the Velasquez brothers. We're going to visit with Tom and Molly and learn about their music and a little bit of their family, and it's going to be a good one, so looking forward to seeing where this goes. Tom, good to have you in the studio with us today.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
All right. Talk about this young lady to your right here a little bit.
I will. She's the reason I'm here. You've asked me a few times to come, and I've always wanted to, but once you threw Molly in the mix, it's like, all right, we're going to make this happen. Molly is 16. She's a junior in high school, and she is just she's just a great musician. She's a great singer. She's a great songwriter.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I just couldn't be more proud. So to get to do this, to get to do anything with your 16-year-old daughter is always great.
All right. Now, to keep everybody out of the doghouse, talk a little bit about your family, because I know everybody's not into music, but I know you got another daughter, and let's get all these bases covered.
Yeah, let's get all that covered.
Tell about all these talented kids you have.
Christy and I, we've got Sophie, who is 21. She just graduated from college, St. Edward's in Austin. She's a writing major. Really, her art is her writing, and she's fantastic. And I hope. I've tried to get these Molly and Sophie to collaborate a little bit, you know, lyrics and music. And then Christy and I, my wife, we have Eli, who is a freshman in high school, and he's a golfer. So your family would love that.
Yeah.
He's really a really good golfer. And then we have an 8-year-old Evie, and she's a second grader, and she does what second graders do.
Molly, does Evie help you with your music ability there?
Maybe a little.
That's great. We just like to make sure. I know we do interviews with different people all the time, and I tend to drift towards the ones that have the music talent, but you know, it's every kid's unique, so we just like to make sure we get them all thrown in there so nobody's getting left out of the way. Molly, talk a little bit about when you first got interested in doing music.
I've always been interested in music in general, but kind of started actually songwriting maybe in late middle school, and really got into it like high school. So
when did you first pick up a guitar?
Freshman year.
Probably,
I'd say I started learning it for real.
Did you do formal lessons, or is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I comment on the for real little comment?
Yeah, I'll do that for sure.
That's actually very true. Since she was little, you know, we've always got a guitar or something laying around.
Right.
And she begged me to teach her how to play the guitar. I think I taught her how to play a chord or two, and I'm like, I'm just not good enough. And a few, like I guess it was freshman year, she got hooked up with a great guitar teacher in Amarillo. His name's Jackie Anderson. Anderson, Flesher, and Key.
Yes.
And he's just, he's part of that Amarillo music scene. There's a lot of talent out there. And he's just a great teacher. And so now she comes home, and she's teaching me chords. That's how good.
Oh, that's cool. You know, that Amarillo music scene, something since we got the 103.9 FM on in Amarillo, that I've always known there's stuff up there, but it just keeps like unfolding another layer, and we keep getting to see these different people that are involved in music up there, and there really is a lot of talent. Even something that comes back to us is we'll have people call that we interview from Nashville or different areas, and they'll tell us about talent that comes out of Amarillo. So that's a pretty deep well over there as far as musicians go.
It is, and I'm still uncovering layers myself. I'm played a lot in Amarillo in the local scene, and then haven't played at all in 4 or 5 years. But a good example is just yesterday I got to go to a band practice, a band called the Flying Elbows, and
with Jeff Williams.
Jeff Williams, and he's a great musician, and had a band back in the day. It was a traveling band, and he put together this group, and one of the things they do is this Merle Haggard tribute. Every year since Merle Haggard died, they do a tribute concert, and I was fortunate to be asked to sing a song for that. It's coming up in April. But yesterday, I was actually intimidated walking into band practice because you got Jeff Williams playing rhythm guitar, and Woody Key is playing lead guitar, and Gary Wayne Thomason, who was the guitar player for Susan Gibson in the Groovies, he's in the room, and just a phenomenal group of musicians that I couldn't count the years of experience. So I'm pretty sure my voice cracked a little bit, but I'm going to get my nerves out of the way before too long. But there's a great level of talent in Amarillo, and it's really amazing.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Hey, before we get any farther, we want to get into a song and let you guys do something for us. The first one you have written down is an old Bob Dylan tune, Knocking on Heaven's Door. Talk a little bit about this, and then we'll let you play.
You know, Molly and I, we have our own styles. Everybody has their own style, and what I've noticed is she's introduced me a lot to the things that she listens to, and if it weren't for her, I wouldn't change the radio dial. It would stay on Legends Classic Country all the time. But you know, alternative rock, everything. She's has a really broad knowledge of music and what's out there. And one of the cool things that has kind of evolved with she and I has starting to see how a lot of the music she listens to, if you start taking it back, you know, this was influenced by this before it, and this artist was influenced by that one before. And so you kind of get to the point where I'm hearing her listen to music that it's like, you know, it's got sort of a country vibe and a feel, and definitely Bob Dylan songs are very, very easily country songs as well. So it doesn't have to be country, but we like the relationship between
them. All right, so we're going to listen to this, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Knocking on heaven's door.
program is Lyrics and Legends. We've got a little Wheeler County history going on today. We've got Tom Velasquez and his daughter, Molly. Now, I don't want to ignore your daughter. It seems like I direct everything towards you, but just because you and I kind of are more familiar with that with each other. But Molly, we talked a little bit about when you first got interested in music, and then you said kind of through middle school, and then when you were a freshman, you picked up the guitar. And then, so what was your first opportunity to get in and actually play in the public and get a little feedback on what you were doing musically?
I kind of, I guess, had my first actual gig this school year, playing my own songs and covers and stuff. And it was just in town and playing at like a little flea market thing, but it was really fun and kind of is encouraging to play in front of actual people, you know.
So. Since then, you've gone on to play a few other places, so around Amarillo and Canyon, I suppose, or mostly Amarillo. Okay.
Yeah, played at Fire Slice, and that was just like a songwritery thing, but that was a fun one. Really not, haven't done a lot, but it's been good what I've done, so it's been fun.
All right. And
I just want to elaborate on the Fire Slice deal. That was a songwriter's night, and you have to have 90 minutes of original material, and you can't do a cover.
And wow.
Yeah, so that she kind of plays it down like it's no big deal, but that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, for anybody that does much, you got to come in with 90 minutes of your own stuff to be able to do that. Now, was that just solo? Were you doing that on your own?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I told you guys that I wouldn't let you come unless you did a Guy Clark tune for me. So, do we need any introduction on this?
L.A. Freeway. It's a great song. I first heard the song back in college. It was Jerry Jeff Walker's version of the song. And I don't remember what album that was on, but that's loved following Jerry Jeff Walker in back in those days, and that was my introduction to Guy Clark. And
Jerry Jeff Walker's just gone through some health issues with I think some throat cancer and stuff, but he's back out on the road doing shows, so
that's awesome.
Glad to hear that. So we're going to listen to LA Freeway with Molly and Tom Velasquez, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Dishes. Make note of all good wishes. Say goodbye to the landlord for me. That old man, he always bored me. Throw out those LA papers. Moldy box of vanilla wafers. Adios to all this concrete. Gonna get me some dirt road back street. If I could just get off of that L.A. freeway without getting killed or caught. Down the road in a cloud of smoke for some land that I ain't bought. If I could just get off of that L.A. freeway without getting killed or caught. See you old skinny Dennis, the only one I think I will miss. I can hear your basement singing, soft and low like a gift you're bringing. Play it for me one more time now. Got to give it all we can now. I believe every word you're saying, so keep on playing. If I could just get off of that L.A. freeway without getting killed or caught. Down the road in a cloud of smoke for some land that I ain't bought. If I could just get off of that L.A. freeway without getting killed or caught. Put the pink slip in the mailbox. Leave the key in the old front door lock. They will find it likely as not. With all the things that we have forgot. Oh, my lady, don't you cry. Love's a gift that's truly handmade. We got something to believe in. Don't you think it's time we're leaving? If I could just get off of that L.A. freeway without getting killed or caught, down the road in a cloud of smoke, or some land that I ain't bought. If I could just get off of that L.A. freeway without getting killed or caught.
The program's Lyrics and Legends. In the studio with us today is Tom and Molly Velasquez, and that was Little Guy Clark. That was good.
I
always enjoy that song. You know, the I want to go back to a little bit to the history of the Velasquez brothers. So this would be like your dad and your uncles. And
yep.
I don't know. You know, when I was a kid growing up in Wheeler, that was the big deal, the motifs of Velasquez brothers. I don't know which came first. Do you? Which?
The Velasquez brothers was the first
group, and then they changed the name to the Motifs. But I just remember all those high school dances they used to have back in the day, and I was first, second grade or whatever. But every now and then I was able to sneak in and watch those guys play, and I was just amazed. And that was in the early to mid 60s, I think, when those guys kicked all that off. Tell me a little bit about what you know about your father's musical history and your uncle's.
It is a rich history. They settled in Wheeler in 1963, and if you don't know the story, you know, they were migrant farm workers. My dad and his brothers and a sister and mom and dad, and they traveled all over the country. I wish Dad was here to talk about it. He couldn't be here today, but he could tell you all these little towns that from Wyoming to Louisiana, just following different crops. And they were on their way back home. Home at that time was Hamlin, Texas. And they were on their way back home from working somewhere, and their dad fell ill, very ill, in Wheeler. And if you don't believe in God things, then I mean, if that doesn't make you believe, I don't know what does. But he got sick, and he passed away in Wheeler. And the last thing, as I've heard the story, one of the last things he told my grandmother was, go back and bury me back home, which home was the Rio Grande Valley. That's not where they lived at the time.
Right.
That was home. Bury me back home and come back up to Wheeler and raise the kids here because it's a good place. It felt right. And that's how they ended up in Wheeler.
I remember going back to hearing those guys play, and then some of the relationships they had had with the people in the community, and I'd have to agree. I know Albert played originally with my older brother, and John Moore and some of those guys had their own band, which I cannot tell you the name of.
I've heard it.
But anyway, that was always kind of fun because they were always in the living room at my house banging stuff out back in the day. So they went on to play around the Wheeler area, and I know your dad also booked other acts.
Yeah, you know, Dad started off when they were the Velasquez brothers. He was the drummer, and then it sounds like while Albert was over at your house honing his skills, he eventually surpassed my dad's drumming abilities. And that's not me saying that. That's what my dad has told me. And he took over the drumming duties, and then my dad, I think, found his calling, which was business. He was kind of the manager and booked gigs, but he booked gigs for his brothers, of course, and did it for a while, just a little here and there. You know, he booked Hank Thompson back in the day. I wish he was here to tell you the specifics. He booked Wanda Jackson, and he kind of got a little taste of that. And
yeah, he told me the other day I had a chance to visit with him. He was like, I was in my 20s. I didn't know what the heck I was doing. But it's like you say, he's got, a pretty good knack for business. So probably just not that out of the realm of his ability to be able to do that. Molly, so did you kind of know anything about all that when you were growing up or what?
I knew of it. And I knew, you know, my dad's playing music, and I know my grandpa can also, you know,
did you ever go out and hear your uncles play? Or
I've seen them play a few times, not a lot, but I have done it.
Now, they left Wheeler like in the 70s probably and went.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what year.
Went to either late 60s or early 70s and went to Vegas and Reno.
Mainly the they, they kind of played, kind of migrated west, you know, and then ended up in the Reno, Tahoe area is where they all settled down, and that's where they raised families and did their job, which was playing music at the casinos, lounge acts, opening for other acts. Just made a living at it.
I know Buck Weatherby helped me do a few of these interviews, and his brother's in Reno, and I think they've crossed paths out there a time or two.
Yeah.
Some pretty good stories there.
Yes. Yeah.
Molly, I'm going to have to think this next song we've got coming up is going to be probably something more in your wheelhouse. I can't imagine Tom singing Landslide. But talk a little bit about this, and we want to hear this.
Yeah, I love the song. We both love Fleetwood Mac. Stevie Nicks is like huge inspiration icon for me. So, yeah, here's Landslide.
All right, we're going to give these guys a minute. We're going to listen to Landslide, and then we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Took my love and it took it down. Climb a mountain and I turn around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life? Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I've built my life. Time makes you bolder, even children get older. I'm getting older too. Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I've built my life around you. But time makes you bolder, even children get older. Take my love and I take it down. Climb a mountain and I turn around. And if I see my reflection in a snow-covered hill, well, the landslide will bring it down. And if I see my reflection in a snow-covered hill, well, the landslide will bring.
The program's Lyrics and Legends. In the studio with us today is Tom Velasquez and Molly. Molly is a 16-year-old phenom. Is that good?
I think so, yes.
Tom's daughter Molly's in the studio with us today. That was Landslide, and we're having a lot of fun doing music and listening to these guys. Tom, you have kind of been in the Amarillo music scene. You said you've been out 4 or 5 years, but you guys had a band, a couple of bands up in that area, haven't you?
Yeah, we did. We had a couple of bands. Gosh, I can't even remember what year we started, but we started playing with a band that was called Eli Boomhauer. And actually, the guys that got me started in the band are Wheeler County guys.
Where I was going to go. Yeah, the Bentley brothers. Yeah.
Chad Bentley played guitar, and Wade Bentley played bass, and Paul Bentley was the sound guy. We were fortunate, one of the few bands that could travel around and have our own sound guys. So you know how important it is to be able to hear yourself when you're up there. So that was good. We kind of evolved from that band to a band called the Global Nomads. I'm not really sure where my inspiration for that name came, but that was still with those guys too, and a drummer named Jamie Hand, who's been playing music in Amarillo for forever, and Luke Whaley was our lead guitar player. And we got to do some pretty cool stuff. I mean, we were We got a tiny bit of radio play thanks to your Bill Mack, and we might get a song. Maybe if we have time, I'll do a song that mentions Bill Mack in it here in a little bit. And we got to open for some pretty cool people. We opened for Chris Knight.
Oh, wow.
Americana guy. And we opened for Eli Young Band back when they were first starting to get hot. And my favorite one was Sawyer Brown. We can't remember the event that we were doing, but we got to open for those guys. And it was just...
They're pretty high energy, Sawyer Brown.
Oh, man, they're fantastic. After the show, after our show, we got out there in front, and just every song that they did, it's like, oh, yeah, I remember that song. It's just so good. So good.
We saw them in Amarillo at the Harley-Davidson convention up there. They played at that. So I don't know if that – I don't remember you guys doing that.
It was
probably
that,
a different deal.
But yeah, they're
anyway, Molly, talk a little bit about Wagon Wheel. That's the next one we're going to do, and – is this your pick, or is this Dad's? Or?
This, I would say, is more of my dad's.
Okay.
But it's a good song. It's fun for us to do together, I know.
But. You guys have a really good video of this. It's just one of Tom's random Facebook posts, but it's a lot of fun to
well,
watch.
It was random, I guess, but we had a rare night where it just ended up being me and Molly at home one Friday evening, and I said, hey, let's go have dinner. So we went to the Golden Light, which you
right.
have a hamburger there and you're automatically musically inspired.
Right.
Came back home. I don't remember what started the conversation about the banjo.
I have no idea.
I don't remember, but something. We remembered we had a banjo laying around, and to me, the first song that popped in my head was Wagon Wheel.
Right. Well, we're going to listen to Wagon Wheel, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
South to the land of the pines, thumbing my way into North Carolina. Staring up the road, I pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. And I'm a hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like a wind in the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Running from the cold up in New England, I was born to be a fiddler in an old-time string band. My baby plays a guitar, I pick a banjo now. Oh, the North Country winters keep forgetting me now. Lost my money playing poker and I had to up and leave, but I ain't a-turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like a wind in the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Walking to the south, out of Roanoke, I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toke. He said he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. Well, I gotta get a move on, fit for the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, me.
And the program's Lyrics and Legends in the studio with us, Tom Velasquez and Molly, and that was Wagon Wheel, and I always love to hear that song. It's a fun song to perform as well as listen to. So the band I'm with now, Texas Crossroads, is one of your old Shamrock bands.
That's right.
So
that's right.
And that's in the wheelhouse for what they do. And anyway, talk about that time period a little bit.
That was really cool. That was fun. Man, I have a hard time remembering when that was all happening, but I want to say Sophie was 5 or 6 years old, and she's 21 now, so that takes you back.
Yeah.
They, you know, David Rushing and George Hooten and Randy Talent, they were all getting together and they were playing at the Fire Station on Tuesday or Wednesday nights, I can't remember. And they said they needed a drummer, and I had an old kit that my Uncle Albert had handed down to me years prior, and went and set it up and started playing drums with them on that whatever night that was we were meeting. The next thing I knew, I was in a band.
So were you singing with them some? Or?
I think I started singing with them some pretty much from the beginning, definitely as we started going, we would alternate. You know, alternate songs and kind of hit whatever their specialty was. Yeah,
all right, they're a lot of fun. I know we enjoy getting together and playing and doing a few gigs around. I don't know that we're doing near. I don't know if you guys were booking a lot of stuff back then or.
We were doing a lot of stuff here in Shamrock and that was fun.
Did you ever make one of the California runs?
I did. I made two or three of those, and that was fun. That was just that's a great time.
Yeah, I've heard some good stories about California. nothing that couldn't be shared. It just sounded like a lot of fun.
I apologize for interrupting you. I have to say that the guy that actually got me in the band at the time was Mark Wright.
Another Wheeler guy. I'd forgotten Mark was.
Yeah, he was the bass player, and he started off. He took a couple of those California trips too, as I recall, and then we kept playing for so long after he decided that he needed to get down and buckle down on other things that sometimes I forget he's actually the one that kind of, that got me in the band. So Mark Wright, thank you.
Shout out to Mark Wright. Molly, talk a little bit about this next song we have coming up.
Harvest Moon, Neil Young. I don't know. Been listening to a lot of Neil Young lately, so felt right to do this one. But I think we both love this song. So.
All right. This gives me a little faith in the next generation they're
absolutely
listening to Neil Young. So we're going to listen to this Harvest Moon, and then we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Children sleeping, we could dream this night away. But there's a full moon rising, let's go dancing in the light. We know where the music's playing, let's go out and feel the night. Because I'm still in love with you, I wanna see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you on this harvest moon.
we were strangers, I watched you from afar. When we were lovers, I loved you with all my heart. But now it's getting late, and the moon is climbing high. Wanna celebrate, see it shining in your eyes. Because I'm still in love with you, I wanna see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you on this harvest moon. I'm still in love with you, I wanna see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you on this harvest moon. In
the program's Lyrics and Legends, we've been having a good time visiting with Molly and Tom Velasquez. Molly, is this something you want to pursue full-time music, or you have other plans for the future, or kind of, you're 16 years old. Like, I didn't even know what, you know, I mean, I didn't have a clue at 16. So for you to be doing what you're doing now is very encouraging.
Thank you. Well, ideally, yes, music is something I will be doing, like, full-time, so... We'll see where that takes me.
We had a recent conversation. She said, Dad, I really want to pursue music in some way, and I'm not sure if I can make much money doing it. And I said, don't worry about that. You love it, do it. Just, that's all that matters. Do what you love.
So what school are you in now?
I'm at Tascosa.
So you have plans after Tascosa yet, or is that a little far down the road? Where you're going to be
working on plans, either... I want to study either songwriting or music business, so we'll see.
All right. We're going to have to move on here and do another song. This one's a Whiskey Myers song. Tom, talk a little bit about this.
This is a Whiskey Myers song, and this one's going to surprise you a little bit because Molly's doing the vocals on this.
Okay.
I was talking earlier about how we introduce each other to different genres, and it turns out we were listening to this one day. It was playing while we were eating dinner, I think, wasn't it? It was playing over Pandora or something, and I had remembered the song, and she said, "Well, I know this song too." And do you remember the artist that you'd heard it from?
No, I don't.
she had heard it different from a different version from a female singer.
All right. Well, we're going to take a listen to "Broken Window Serenade," and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
To you, I saw you through a broken window. Different point of view. You had signs of depression, long line of sin in your face tells a story about the places you have been. I love you so. I thought you should know. as you take my hand past the creek down by the hauler, through your daddy's land, I could buy you a diamond. Can I change your world? 'Cause I ain't got no money. Never be my girl, no. I thought you should know. Gonna be a singer, big movie star, but you can't catch no breaks, baby, and Hollywood is hard. Now you work down at the timeout, off of 155, and you're dancing for your dollar, just trying to stay alive. It hurts me. I thought you should know. And you feed your addiction with your crystal meth, and I plead for your life as it takes you to your death. You make a deal with the devil, your looks begin to fade. I saw you laughing through slowly slipped away. I watched you go. I thought you should know. I watched you go. You should know. You in your grave, I can barely recognize you in your fragile state. No more signs of depression. A long time ago, I throw in a pretty flower as I slowly laid you low. It was a rose. I thought you should. Flowers, what I brought to you, I saw you through a broken window, different point of view.
In the studio with us for Lyrics and Legends today, we've got Tom Velasquez and Molly Velasquez, and we're having a lot of fun doing this. I don't know if you guys are.
I'm having a lot.
Yeah.
How about you,
Molly? I am.
I started working on Tom to come in probably. So we had the idea to do this show, and I thought, man, that'd be so much fun. And I thought, man, if I can get 10 guys, that I mean, because I just, you know, you sit there and you think, who could I get that would be willing to come on the radio and play music and do this? And so I thought of JW, and I thought of Johnny Grayson. Johnny and I play a lot together, and Johnny is a great writer, and he doesn't do a lot of live stuff. Occasionally he does, and we talk him into coming out. But, of course, our big gig is at the nursing home, which is a trip in itself. Yeah. Molly used to come do that sometime with us. It's a lot of fun. And the people there just love you, absolutely, yeah, because you come take time to do that. But anyway, so I thought, well, maybe one of these days I could get Tom to come down. And that was probably within the first 6 or 8 episodes. So we've been working on getting you here, and we're on about number 49 or so. So
well, it hasn't been.
So we finally got
lack of want.
And I know your schedule's been busy, and your daughter's in school, so that always makes. But we got spring break here. We caught it when we could get you guys over here in the middle of the day. This next song, I think, is one Molly wrote.
Yes.
So you got to tell us about this one. All right.
All right. The song is called Flutter. It's just kind of, it's one of my new ones. Kind of about, I don't know, growing as a person, being.
So it does have a title.
It does.
All right.
Yes.
Since we've sat here.
All right, we're going to listen to Flutter, and then we'll be back with Tom and Molly on Lyrics and Legends.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the program's Lyrics and Legends. That was one of Molly's originals called Flutter. That was good. I really enjoyed
that.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Glad you came up with the title there at the last minute.
Yep.
Well, this has been a lot of fun. We've probably got time to squeeze about one more song in here, Tom. And then we're going to run out of clock here. It happens every time. Before we do this last song, we always do the Department of Shameless Plugs. So what we do is we allow people like Molly to give information on how to listen to their music or book or whatever. And so we'll give you guys as long as you need here to share that information.
Okay.
Molly's busier than I am, so tell you what.
I guess my songs are on SoundCloud under Molly Velasquez, MaliVelasquez. And that's just what you go to for Instagram and Twitter. That's my name under everything, so that's all.
All right, for all you Wheeler County people, just, you don't have to go too far. Just look for Tom Velasquez on Facebook, and he'll be plugging his daughter on there.
I'm plugging her a lot, and more and more.
Yep.
So are you going to be getting back into performing more, Tom?
I'm starting to feel the itch. I really am. Everything's all about timing, and the last 4 or 5 years without playing, I honestly haven't missed it. I didn't miss it at all. And watching Molly and kind of helping her set up sound and being a stage dad, I kind of am getting the itch a little bit again. So I don't have anything coming up myself, but I mentioned early on, April 6th, I believe, is a Saturday night at Hoots Pub. The Flying Elbows, the band I mentioned at the beginning of the show, put together every year a Merle Haggard tribute concert, all Merle Haggard songs, and they do most of the music. They do all the music and most of the songs, but they get guest singers to come in, and I don't know, there's 7 or 8 guest singers coming in, and so I'm honored to get to come up and do a song with them on April the 6th at Hoots Pub in Amarillo.
All right, Molly, you think one of these days when your name's up in lights, you might let Tom open for you somewhere?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
And now, we got that recorded.
Be sure and don't edit that part out.
Yeah. All right, well, you got one more song here called Home to Texas. So we're going to listen to this one, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
If I could say something real quick about this song.
You bet.
I wrote this song while I lived in Shamrock, and I can't remember what band I was playing in at the time, but David Rushing was still here in Shamrock, and he kept saying that if you would write a song and just mention Bill Mack in the song, I bet you he'll put it on the radio for you. I'm going to see him at St. Patrick's Day, and I thought, man, I need to, he's right, I need to do something like that. So I had been working on a song and wasn't really sure what direction it was going to go, and then it kind of came out. And so that's when Bill had the show on the Truckers Channel. He used to be on radio. Remember that one? And so David handed it to him, and next thing I knew, I was getting a call and said, "Hey, you better listen. It's going to be on today." So he put it in the rotation for a little while, and it's fun to hear.
One thing I will say about Bill is he's always very willing to promote all his hometown and hometown people and everything. So he's been a really big help to us. I mean, when we started, before we were ever even on, Joe Jernigan and a few others told him what was going on, and he said, "Man, if there's anything I can do," he actually produced about 10 shows that we aired early on that were interviews he had done with different people back, Willie, George Jones, Ray Price, different ones. So they're treasures for us. We're going to actually probably pull those back out before too long and rerun some of them. They were really specifically geared toward Shamrock, so. And we'll probably just play them in Amarillo as they are, because I think everybody will really get a kick out of them. But yeah, big shout out to Bill for everything he's done for us.
No kidding. I mean, what a talented man and Wheeler County guy, and definitely is the definition of making it in country music, and not only as a DJ, but as a songwriter.
Absolutely.
Phenomenal. So just thrilled and honored that he put this song in the rotation for a little while. It's called Home to Texas. Followed her to Phoenix, and then on to L.A. She left me in the city by the bay. It's been a long, hard road,
since the day she left me. So I'm going back to Texas today. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm gonna find me a honky-tonk, pull up a stool, drink a cold shiner bock. Gonna paint the town with some old buddies of mine. Tune in Bill Mack on the radio, Orange Blossom Special and the Cotton Eye Joe. All I gotta do to get home is follow the white line. When I hit that Lone Star border, I'm gonna hold my head up high, drop down to my knees and wipe a teardrop from my eye. If you lost your last best thing and you don't know where your next is, thank God you can come back home to Texas. I'm going home back to Pat Green, Jerry Jeff and Robert Earl Keen, Lukenbach, Texas, London homesick blues. Pretty women over there, they got the style, they got the flair. It's a winning hand, I'm all in, buddy, I can't lose. But when I hit that Lone Star border, I'm gonna hold my head up high, drop down to my knees and wipe a teardrop from my eye. If you lost your last best thing and you don't know where your next is, God, you can come back home to Texas. I said, thank God, you can come back home to Texas.
All right, that was Home to Texas. Tom, thanks for coming in. Tom Velasquez, Molly, thank you for coming
thank
in
you
as well.
For having us.
Yes, thank you.
We are looking time. Forward to seeing big things come with Molly and Tom, but
well, with Molly and you heard her say I get to open for it one of these times.
All right, so when she plays the Frank Irwin Center and well, we need to probably go more towards Lubbock though, don't we? A little Texas Tech stuff going on there. That's just me, but anyway.
Yes.
Let's, we want to scoop on it though when it happens, so you have to give it to the radio station what's going on. So
right. Oh, yeah.
Thank you guys for driving down from Amarillo today, and look forward to we appreciate the time you gave us and look forward to seeing you guys again real soon.
This has been another edition of
Lyrics and Legends
with your host Gary Ware. Join us next time, here on Legends 92.9.